我们赞美我们的神。
We praise our God.
因为他来到这世上。
Because he came to this world.
所以我们有喜乐，有盼望。
That we have joy and hope.
所以好不好？我们跟旁边的人说：“以马内利，神跟你们同在。”
Can we say to one another, "Emmanuel, God is with you"?
我们就花一分钟的时间跟我们旁边的人说：“以马内利。”
Spend 1 minute.
好，我们待会还有很多时间，中饭的时间，我们还可以跟弟兄姐妹们寒暄。
Later on at lunchtime, we'll have more time to greet one another.
我们先来看几处的经文。
Let's turn to a few scriptures.
我们还是看约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
十四节还有十八节。
14 and 18.
OK, 我先念，然后吴浩弟兄用英文念。
I'll read Chinese first, and then we'll read English.
约翰福音第一章第一节，我们同声来念好了，好不好
？We'll read together.
太初有道，
道
与
神
同在，
道就是
神。好，我们第一节，还有第十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。还有第十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
We'll read English. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 18. No one has ever seen God, but God the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
We'll
bow down and pray.
Lord, we thank
you.
这那么大的奥秘显示给我们。
Such mystery to manifest to us.
主实在是没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子把你表明出来。
Indeed, no one has seen God, but the one at the Father's side has revealed him.
主，我们感谢你，因为在你里面，你实在是充充满满的恩典，有真理。
Lord, we thank you because in you, indeed, there is full of grace and truth.
主，让我们今天能够看到主你自己的荣光。
Lord, help us to see your glory today.
能够听到主你自己的声音。
Help us to hear your voice.
我们将祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
当我在做小孩子的时候，我最喜欢的时间就是这段时间。
When I was still a child, the time I like the best is this period of time.
因为我们可以看到就是整个好像商场都是琳琅的满目。
Because we can see the shops are full of products.
还有就是可以看到灯光到处都是装饰的很漂亮。
Lights are all over.
我觉得这好像是一个英文叫做 Wonderland, 怎么会一下子整个世界都改变了。
The whole world is...becoming like a wonderland, 奇妙的地方。
我慢慢的长大。
As I grow up,
我在想为什么这段时间是这么特别呢？
I start to think why the time is so special.
昨天晚上因为我们家有客人，所以我需要经过 plaza 的 area.
Last night I have guests into my house, so I passed through plaza area.
我没有看到人那么多的在外面走。
I've never seen there are so many people there.
我整个车子都堵住了。
And there was traffic jam.
我要从四十七街那边要转弯，没有办法转。
I wanted to turn at 47th Street, but I couldn't.
所以我只好从旁边的小路就回家。
So I had to take shortcut of the smaller roads.
看到好多的这些就是行人游客。
I see so many tourists and shoppers.
好像大家都很高兴的样子。
Everyone was happy.
手上拿着大包小包的东西。
And taking lots of baggages.
我在想为什么这段时间他们会这么喜乐而且要出来就是 要逛逛呢？
Why people are so happy and want to come out and shop during the time?
我们可以看到就是在商业方面更是用这个时候当作噱头。
And this is a very good time to play game for commercial.
他们就是很多商品就是、很便宜的就是 要卖给你。
Many products are on sale.
还有人说他们这个零售方面他们70%是这段时间赚的，一年里面70%这段时间赚的钱。
And someone tell us 70% of the retail is made during this time.
其他大概八个月时间只有30%。
Rest of this 8 months only takes 30%.
怎么会有这样的一个情形呢？
Why is this so?
我们回到圣经来找答案。
We can find the answer in the Bible.
我们知道神的百姓他们从埃及地里面神借着摩西把他们带出来。
We know in the Bible the people of God was led out through Moses by God.
他们在埃及地里面他们受了很大的逼迫。
In the land of Egypt they were persecuted greatly.
他们痛苦的声音达到神的面前。
Their cry went up to God.
我们知道神借着摩西把他们带出那埃及地。
And we know God through Moses brought them out of Egypt.
在旷野里面，神给摩西一个异象。
In the wilderness, God gave Moses a vision.
他说你要造个会幕。
He said, build the tabernacle.
让我们看一下，是在利未记26:11到13。
Let's turn to Leviticus.Chapter 26.
在旧约
The Old Testament.
利未记
Leviticus.
26:11-13.
Chapter 26, verse 11-13.
我念给大家听。
I will read for you.
我要在你们中间立我的帐幕。我的心也不厌恶你们，我要在你们中间行走，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。我是耶和华你们的神，曾将你们从埃及地领出来，使你们不做埃及人的奴仆。我也折断你们所负的轭，叫你们挺身而走。
I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you.I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, so that you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke, and enabled you to walk with heads held high.
特别这边十一节说，我要在你们中间立我的帐幕。
Especially verse 11 says, I will put my dwelling place among you.
摩西照着神仔细的计划做好了这个帐幕。
Moses built according to God's detailed plan of the tabernacle.
他做好了以后，神是不是很喜悦呢？
After he completed, did God like it?
我们看一下出埃及记第40最后一章。
We'll turn to Exodus chapter 40.
34-35.
Verse 34-35.
其实在33后面他就说，这样摩西就完了工，当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕，摩西不能进入会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
As verse 33 the second part, and so Moses finished the work, then the cloud covered the tent of meetingAnd the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
神很喜悦，所以这边荣光充满了会幕。
God was so pleased. So here it says, glory filled the tent of meeting.
旧约实在是一个预表。
Old Testament is indeed a type.
新约是一个实际。
The New Testament is the reality.
旧约有时候很多时候只是一个影子。
Old Testament many times is but a shadow.
到了新约就是一个实体。
And in the New Testament is the body.
所以我们看到过去神这个会幕他如此的说要建造也建造成了。
So we know in the Old Testament, God said He wants to build a tabernacle, and it was built.
那到了新约，他是不是如此的做呢？
But when it comes to the New Testament, did He build as such?
我们做一个比较。
We can make a comparison.
我们到了新约，约翰福音第一章第十四节。
To the New Testament, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14.
这边我们刚刚读了好多遍了。道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光。
We have seen His glory.
正是父独生子的荣光。
The glory of the one and only.
约翰他看到过去神的预表，现在已经兑现了。
John saw the type in the past has now fulfilled.
特别是他说住在我们中间。
Especially he says, make his dwelling among us.
原来的意思也有支搭帐幕居住在我们中间的意思。
In the original meaning, it's to tabernacle among us.
所以以前那个会幕现在他又用那个会幕那个字。
So in the old time it was the tabernacle, now he used the word tabernacle again.
会幕其实有几层的意思。
There areSeveral meanings in the word tabernacle.
会幕是可以居住的。
First, it's a dwelling place.
也是我们今天我们如果出去，我们去野外的时候，我们有时候很多会做一个叫帐幕，我们睡在里面。
Today, if you go out camping, you might bring a tent.
但是我们知道那是暂时的。
But we know that's very temporary.
我们可以在外面野外住几天。
You might stay there a couple of days.
但是我们不会永远住在那边。
But you will not stay there forever.
所以神他说他要支搭帐幕居住在我们中间。
God says he wants to tabernacle among us.
有一次我就是跟一些从约旦那边的人，就是他来美国购买谷物，然后我有机会就是来跟他们谈话。
Once there were some Jordanian come to the stage to purchase wheat.
然后讲了没多久，对方就很激动了，就讲他的意思。
Not long after, he was very excited and said,
他说这个激动是 negative 啊。他说你们美国人看我们约旦人都是住在帐篷里面的。
He said, you Americans see us Jordanian as those who live in the tent.
我们还在骑骆驼。
We're still riding on camel.
其实我们那边也是有高楼大厦，我们也有 highway, 我们都是也是坐着车子的。
Actually, we have skyscrapers and we have highways there.
你们好像都看我们都是那种坐帐篷，好像今天挪到这边，明天挪到另外一边。
And you see us as living in a tent, moving around.
所以我们一般的想法，帐篷都是暂时的。
So we always think tent is temporary.
直到我们就说，哦，有房子，有地基，我们有屋顶，哦，这才是比较永久的。
Until you have house, you have roof, it's more permanent.
所以今天我们看到旧约里面他讲的帐幕，今天在新约里面，在主耶稣基督里面，我们看到这样的帐篷已经实现。
As we can see, in the Old Testament, it was the tent, but in the New Testament, in Christ Jesus, it has been fulfilled.
我们再来做一个比较。
Let's make another comparison.
我们看一下旧约在以赛亚书第七章十四节。
Isaiah, Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
我念给你们听。
I'll read for you.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
同样一本书以赛亚第九章，我们看一下第六节第七节。
Again, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、特事、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Chapter 9 verse 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
还没有兑现。
It has yet to be fulfilled.
但是我们 看到在新约里面，
In the New Testament,
在路加第二章，
In Luke chapter 2,
我们看这边有没有兑现。
We'll see if it was fulfilled.
我们看一下，从第二章第八节到第十四节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Luke chapter 2 verse 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
So we can see.在新约里面，神的门徒或者是路加这位医生，他看到。
We see the disciple and Dr. Luke. He saw it.
所以他们把这个事情写下来。
And he wrote it down.
所以我们今天我们也能够明白。
Today we can understand.
那有些人说我还是不大懂。
Some says I still don't understand.
耶稣门徒里面有一个也是不大懂。
One of the disciples also didn't understand.
他叫做什么名字？你来记得吧。
Do you know his name?
他叫做腓力。
He was called Philip.
他已经跟了耶稣跟了几乎三年了。
He has followed Jesus for almost 3 years.
耶稣要跟他要上十字架以前，要跟他道别。
Before Jesus went to the cross,
他还在问耶稣说：“哦，只要你把父的荣耀跟我显现，我就知足了。
”He told Jesus, "If you can show us the Father, I will be satisfied."
耶稣跟他说，你跟我这么久你还不晓得吗？
Jesus said, you have followed me for so long. Are you still not understand?
实在是没有人能够看到父，唯有他父怀里的独生子，你可以就可以看到这父神的荣耀。
No one has seen the Father. If you see the only begotten Son, you will see the glory of the Father.
所以这个腓力他看到了这个主耶稣，他可能不明白他 他就是那位神。
So Philip, when he saw Jesus the Lord, he didn't understand he was God.
他可能觉得说，站在我旁边这个人也可以摸得到，他也会肚子饿，有时候他也有人各方面的啊感情的表现。
He may feel this person, I can touch him, and he could be hungry, and he as if he has the behavior of a man.
他怎么会是一个神呢？
How can he be the God?
他也看到神，他医了好多的病，赶了鬼。
And he saw the Lord have healed many and cast out demons.
还有些人来拥挤他，来摸他的衣服。
And there are others come to touch his clothes.
他的病得到医治。
And the disease was cured.
他都看过了。
He has seen all that.
他可能只觉得说，这位好像是一个先知。
And he made us feel this was but a prophet.
蛮有能力的。
Maybe full of power.
但是他好像也会饿，跟我们一样。
But he could still be hungry just like us.
所以他不晓得这位就是道成肉身的神。
So he didn't know this was the God became flesh.
我想很多时候我们也有这样的光景。
Many times we are in the same condition.
我们用我们的标准来衡量这是不是一个神。
We measure whether he is God or not with our own standard.
如果我们觉得说我们不可解释，或者是很多时候啊，我们觉得是超乎我们所想象的，我们说啊，这可能是也是不能接受。
And many times, if we thought this is beyond our reasoning, we would not accept it.
我们看一下耶稣的经文。
We'll read another scripture.
在腓立比书第二章。
Philippians,
chapter 2, verse 6 through 7.
He
said, 他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
他本有神的形象。
He had the very nature of God.
但是他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
But he made him, emptied himself, taking the nature of a servant.
成为人的样式。
Being made in human likeness.
就像你我一样。
As you and I.
所以我们今天，我们看到这位主实在是他是有形有体的，在这儿子的身上我们可以看到。
So today we can see God in His Son bodily.
我想这就是我们为什么在这段时间这么喜乐。
That is why we are so joyful during the time.
为什么人家在这段时间里面，我们可以看到家家好像张灯结彩。
And why you see there are people putting out lights?
也许他诞生的日子不是在25号。
Maybe Jesus wasn't born on the 25th.
但他实实在在的来到这地上。
But indeed, he came to this earth.
他是支搭帐篷在人间。
He tabernacled among men.
这是我们要喜乐的事情。
This is the thing we need to be joyful about.
特别是我们已经认识他，已经接受他为救主的。
For those who have known him and accepted him.
我们更是喜乐。
We are joyful.
因为实在看到他是把我们从黑暗里面救拔出来的那一位。
Because we know he is the one taking us out of darkness.
好像今天早晨我们离开家的时候，是不是外面有阳光？
And when you left, was there sunshine this morning?
看到这阳光的时候，我们心里好像就开了很多。
When you see the sunshine, as if our hearts are open.
我知道有些人礼拜天早晨是看气候来教会的。
I know some will come to the church depend on the weather on Sunday morning.
早上一起来，哦，今天很阴暗，我们留在家好了。
If it was cloudy, we may just stay home.
我当然我没有讲到，就是说那个气候很不好的时候，如果是大雪、大冰雪的时候，我们当然没有办法出门。
I'm not saying if it's icy and snow, I'm not saying you must come.
但是我们看到这位神来的时候，他是好像大光照在黑暗里。
this God, when he came, it was like a great light shining into darkness.
他实在是有神的形象。
He indeed was the nature of God.
但是他却愿意成为人的样式。
But he's willing to take the form of a man.
今天他说话的时候，他的门徒可以听到。
Today when he speaks, his disciples can hear.
就像约翰福音第一章第一节他说，
Just like John chapter 1 verse 1 says,
太初有道，道与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
这道就是神。
And the Word was God.
你知道当初神怎么创造这宇宙？
You know how God created the universe in the beginning?
他说有就有。
He said, yes, and there existed.
我们看到许多的创造就是都是神说。
In creation, God simply said.
那这个道就是神的话。
And this Word is the Word of God.
所以太初有神的话，如果我把它换成这样来念的话，是神的话与神同在，神的话就是神。
So can we read the verse as this. In the beginning was the Word of God, and the Word of God was with God, and the Word of God was God.
今天神把一切的丰盛都有形有体的让他居住在这位主耶稣里面。
Today all the fullness of God dwells in Jesus Christ bodily.
所以我们已经接受主的人，
So for us who have accepted him,
我们实在都有这恩典跟真理，
We all have such grace and truth.
所以我们有喜乐，
So we have joy.
不是没有难处，
not that we don't have difficulty.
我们都有难处。
We all have our difficulties.
但是神给我们是很特别的。
But what God has given us is very special.
在我们难处里面，我们有人可以呼求。
In our difficulties, we may not have men to help.
我们在痛苦里面，我们还是有从上头来的喜乐。
In our difficulties, we have the joy coming from above.
有人说，怎么会有这样的情形？
Some said, how could this be possible?
我想孙国铎弟兄来的时候跟我们说的最清楚。
I remember Brother Sun when he came, he told us.
他说我们基督徒都是像老鹰一样。
He said, we Christians are all like eagles.
我们是翱翔在天空。
We will fly in the heaven, in the sky.
我们不是像火鸡一样。
We're not like turkey.
就是有难处的时候就是往丛林里面钻。
We will just bury our head when we have difficulties.
这是神特别给他的子民的一个，也是一个礼物，也是一个恩典。
This is gift and grace God has given to His people.
我们再继续往前看。
We will continue on.
到了希伯来书。
To the book of Hebrews.
在第八章第二节。
Chapter 8, verse 2.
他说在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
And who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man.
这边讲到真帐幕是主所知的，支搭的，立起来的。
Here it says the true tabernacle set up by the Lord.
这真帐幕也可以解释作是一个圣所。
The true tabernacle, you can also call it the sanctuary.
而且这边讲到说在做执事，主耶稣他是在里面做执事。
And it tells us Jesus is serving in the sanctuary.
他是在这真帐幕里面做执事的。
He is serving in the true tabernacle.
所以我们看到这圣所今天其实我们也可以看到是神的身体。
And this sanctuary today, it is the body of Christ.
也可以说是今天的教会。
Or it's the church of today.
所以今天教会是你跟我，我们也接受神的生命的人，所有的人的集合。
The church is though the sum up of those who are born again.
我们感谢主，他把这样真帐幕的意象放在我们里面。
We thank God He has given us the vision of the true tabernacle.
帐幕有几层的意思？
There are several meanings of tabernacle.
帐幕除了居住以外，
besides to dwell,
它还有覆庇的意思。
It also has the meaning of covering.
它里面是covering， 还有一个就是保护。
It also has protection.
它还有一个意思就是要跟我们交通。
Also has the meaning of fellowship.
所以今天神他差遣他的爱子来到这地上。
So today God sent His beloved Son to the earth.
所以我们可以听到他的声音。
We can hear His voice.
我们可以跟他接触。
We can touch Him.
我想这是一个很大的奥妙。
This is a great mystery.
但是神他今天他主耶稣他亲自在这真帐幕里面做执事。
Today Jesus He Himself is serving in the true tabernacle.
我们也许可以从教会里面也可以看到一点影子。
Through the church, we could understand the shadow.
在教会里面，我们可以看到弟兄姐妹和睦同居。
We see brothers and sisters dwell together peacefully.
我们可以看到在教会里面，我们有爱心的流露。
We have love among us.
我们可以看到，就是我们每个人，我们有困难的时候，我们有人来安慰。
And when we have difficulties, we have body members to comfort us.
我们来到这边的时候，我们在聚会，厨房那边已经帮我们准备好中餐了。
As we are gathering here, brothers and sisters are serving in the kitchen.
你说怎么会有这回事呢？
How could this be?
其实就是这位真执事在真帐幕里面他所做的运作。
It is because this true servant of God is serving in the sanctuary.
所以我们可以体会到这神的爱。
So we can taste the love of God.
所以昨天晚上有人打电话来，他说我们教会这个 Sunday 有好大的一个choir， 他们在唱弥赛亚。
So someone called me last night. Our church has a choir singing Messiah.
有几百个人的诗班。
The choir has several hundred members.
我在想就是这么好的歌声我实在是应该去听。
I really thought there was such wonderful choir I'd like to hear.
但是今天我们实在是局限，我们在这里我就没有办法在那里。
Today we're so limited. We're here then we cannot be there.
但是有一天我们这所有的圣徒我们都要在一起。
But one day all of the saints will be together.
那个时候我们可以一起的赞美。
At that time we can praise together.
我们可以在那一起敬拜。
We can worship together.
到最后神还是用这个帐幕这个字。
In the end, God still used the word tabernacle.
上次林弟兄也稍微听到一点。
Last time Brother Ling mentioned it.
我们看一下启示录第二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
他这边他说第一节他说我看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Verse 1 Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
这个经文还继续下去。
And it goes on.
他说我听见有大声音从宝座出来说。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying.
他说什么呢？他说看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们的眼泪，他们一切的眼泪不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them.They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
这边他前面讲的是 圣城新耶路撒冷。
Here it says the holy city, the New Jerusalem.
到第三节，他又说是神的帐幕在人间。
And then verse 3 says the tent, the tabernacle of God is with man.
所以那个时候好像我们还是神看起来还是一个帐幕。
So from God's eye, it's as if it's still a tabernacle, a tent.
但是这帐幕是一个扩大的帐幕。
But that tent is an enlarged tent.
这会是所有我们的信徒都在当中。
All of us who are believers are in it.
所以我们从头看到尾，圣经从头看到尾。
So turn the Bible from the beginning to the end.
神实在是有一个心意。
God indeed has His heart.
他要与人同住。
He wants to dwell with man.
所以今天我们会愿意来到神的面前。
So today we can come to God.
因为他的爱招呼了你我。
Because His love calls you and me.
他也喜悦居住在我们里面。
He's pleased to dwell among us.
他要把那丰富的生命赐给我们。
He wants to give us the abundant life.
他要把这复活的生命赐给我们。
He wants to give us the resurrected life.
为什么说复活呢？
Why we say resurrection?
因为我们刚刚看到，也不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀。
Because we've seen no longer any death, no longer any crying.
因为他在十字架上已经都胜过这一切。
Because on the cross, He has conquered all this.
这位神他喜悦住在我们当中。
This God is pleased to dwell among men.
这个神如果今天不在我们当中，我们的聚集不会继续。
If this God wasn't with us, our gathering wouldn't continue.
就是因为他在我们当中，我们会继续愿意来到他的面前。
It is because He is among us that we are willing to come to Him.
所以这实在是一个帐幕的信息。
This is indeed the message of the tabernacle.
他要居住在我们当中。
He wants to dwell among us.
他要居住在你我的心里。
He wants to dwell among the hearts of you and me.
如果我们今天我们还不认得他，
If we are still not know him,
我们需要接受他。
We need to accept him.
我们不要在这个季节里面我们迷失了方向。
Do not lose the direction during this season.
不要被这卡片还是商业的噱头，我们就眼睛被蒙蔽。
Don't be fooled by the greeting cards or the commercial games.
我们要看到后面是真正是什么样的意思。
We need to see what's indeed behind this.
今天是已经神他来到我们当中。
Today God has come to us.
他支搭帐篷，愿意居住在我们当中。
He tabernacle, He wants to dwell among us.
他要把他的丰富的生命在他的儿子里面彰显。
He wants to reveal His abundant life in His Son.
在他里面满有荣光跟真理。
And in Him it's full of grace and truth.
他在他里面也满有爱跟满了恩典。
And in Him it's full of love and grace.
我希望我们每一个人在这个时候都能够认识他。
I hope every one of us know Him at this time.
愿意祷告说，我愿意接受你。
He's willing to pray that I'm willing to accept you.
我相信你也可以得到这样的恩典跟真理。
I believe you can also get the truth and grace.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢你，你把这帐篷的真理启示给我们。
Lord, we thank you for revealing us the truth of the tabernacle.
主，在旧约的时候，你就要设立这帐幕，居住在你百姓的当中。
In the Old Testament, you wanted to tabernacle among your people.
在新约的时候，借着主耶稣的诞生，主，你把你的应许兑现了。
And in the New Testament, through the birth of Jesus, you have fulfilled your promise.
借着主耶稣基督，能够把主你自己的荣光能够彰显给我们。
Through Jesus Christ, you can reveal your own glory to us.
把父表明出来。
To reveal the Father to us.
主，我们谢谢你，你也是今天在那真帐幕里面做执事的那一位。
Lord, we thank you. Today, you are the one who serves in the true tabernacle.
所以我们今天，我们能够经历你，能够享受你。
That we can experience you and we can enjoy you.
你要成为我们的力量。
You will be our strength.
你要成为我们的诗歌。
You will be our song.
你更是要成为我们的拯救。
And you will be our salvation.
在将来主那新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候，
In the future, when the New Jerusalem comes down from heaven,
你要我们说看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间。
He wants us to see that, behold, the tent of God is among men.
你还是要居住在我们当中，你要做我们的神，我们要做你的子民。
And you will dwell among us, that we will be your people, and you will be our God.
主，让我们今天在座的，我们都能够知道这美好的信息。
Today, may everyone among us hear this message.
没有一个失落的。
No one gets lost.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.